The TUC continues to mount pressure on government to restore the subsidy on fuel. It said measures put in place by government to cushion workers against the increment in fuel prices is not working. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, said the increment has brought untold hardship to Ghanaians. This is because prices of goods and services have shot up.
If you increase fuel, it has repercussions on almost the pricing of goods and services. The increase has brought about untold hardships to working people and their family, and indeed Ghanaians. Almost prices of goods and services have shot up so high. You also recall that January parents have to really be paying school fees. Government mentioned that it had put in some measures. One of the measures was to pay public sector workers earlier than the scheduled time. And we thought that paying people earlier before payday doesn't bring about any effect of cushioning workers out of these huge increases. They also mentioned that they were going to import buses. And it raised the question about if you are bringing in such major increases, we thought that you should along the line and simultaneously thought about bringing what can also cushion workers out of that. So there's been a general viewpoint of labor that removal of subsidy completely would definitely affect the poor in society. It will raise prices of goods and services in a way that will bring untold hardships to Ghanaians generally.
Argument is also being pushed by some economists, even some not in government directly, that subsidies are not sustainable over the long period. So it means the economy is being hit when it is sustained. How do we respond to that one?
The point is that who are you managing? You are managing the people. And if even you want to do it, you don't have to handle it gradually in a way that it will not bring the kind of difficulties. The increases, we are told that, for instance, take the issue of liquefied gas. The argument is that because commercial drivers are using gas, let's increase it by 30%. You also know that almost every home now use liquefied gas. The intention was to sensitize people in a way that we would not be using charcoal and other related things which has environmental problems for the country. So if you ask that we should pay as much as 30% increase, indirectly what you are asking people to do is to go back to the charcoal and other related things.
Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah. NAGRAT has also joined the TUC in calling on government to restore the subsidy on fuel. The president of NAGRAT, Christian Adaipuku, also indicated that measures put in place by government to mitigate the hardship as a result of the increment is not workable. He explained his reasons to Radio Ghana.
The measures that government announced that they were putting in place to mitigate the effect of the removal of the subsidy, those are not measures that are possible, and there are no measures that can be accepted.
Which of them is not possible? It's a broad range.
Tell a worker that I'm going to pay you your salary earlier than expected, so that it's going to alleviate part of the cost of the increase in salaries, which will increase in which will definitely have a rippling effect on the cost of living in this country. Then we are not being fair to the workers, because for us, even paying workers around 15th, 19th of January, it's a normal thing in this country. It is not a new thing. So if government is trying to find measures to mitigate suffering, it is not the normal thing that already exists that you announce as a measure to mitigate suffering. Secondly, government talks about payment of arrears as early as possible. Arrears are something that workers are already entitled to. And it's a loan that government has enjoyed without even paying interest on. So if you're paying them that arrears as early as possible, it is not a measure to mitigate their suffering. It is rather a way to postpone their suffering, which will eventually come to face them. And so for us, we think that the best thing to do is for government to look at the whole issue again. Yes, for us teachers, we believe that if government is going to stick to its measure of maintaining the subsidies, then we should be thinking of first cost of living adjustment, COLA, for teachers and other workers. Then we should also be thinking of increasing salaries as early as possible so that we can still continue to receive commensurate salaries that will be able to take us home at any point in time.
The president of NAGRAT, Christian Adaipuku. A communications specialist at the Energy Ministry, Edward Bauer, has denied media speculations that the decision to withdraw the fuel subsidy was influenced by the International Monetary Fund. He explained that the increment was necessitated by the high price of fuel on the world market. Mr. Bauer said the government alone cannot continue to absorb the cost of fuel prices.
We must appreciate the fact that the decisions that have been taken with regards to fuel subsidy and fuel increases has not been influenced by any external body. This is a decision that was purely taken based on the facts on the ground, based on the circumstances in which we find ourselves, and based on the finances that we had as a country. And therefore, there were some tough decisions that needed to be taken. You will realize that basically, before the last time we increased fuel prices was on the 4th of January 2011. Since then, we have not increased fuel prices. You will also appreciate that at the time that the fuel prices were increased, the crude price in the international market was somewhere around $92. And that was what we pegged it on. At the time that we were increasing the fuel prices had increased to the range of around 107 thereabout dollars per barrel. And therefore, over the period, government had to find money from its kitty to be able to finance the deficit. And we must also appreciate the fact that this is done in the face of the fact that there are other competing needs.
A communication specialist, Edward Bauer.